Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Gone as Santa Ana winds are expected to pick up again this week in Southern California. Questions are turning as to who or what could be responsible for starting the Los Angeles area wildfires. Here's ABC's Matt Gutman.
Authorities in L.A. County are now investigating the possible causes of the fire. Southern California Edison says while the Eaton fire started in its service area, a preliminary analysis shows no interruptions or electrical or operational anomalies until more than an hour after the reported start time of the fire. The company also says no fire agency has suggested that its equipment caused the Eaton fire to ignite.
At least 16 people are still listed as missing, a number of authorities say is likely to rise, along with the death toll. Incoming Trump administration cabinet picks before Senate committees today. As their confirmation hearings begin, 14 nominees will be questioned. This is ABC News. An Iranian man held in Italy and wanted by the U.S. in connection with a drone attack released on a technicality. And now he's back in Iran. Here's ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
Italy's released an Iranian citizen from custody, a person wanted by the U.S., over a drone attack in Jordan that killed three Americans a year ago. The Italian justice minister asked a court to revoke his arrest. Mohammed Abedini has already returned to Iran, says Iranian state TV. Italian officials say the extradition treaty between Italy and the U.S. is based on common laws between the countries involved, and the charges he was facing in the U.S. have no equivalent in Italy.
A Wisconsin kayaker who faked his own death and took off for Europe is due back in court today. He's facing obstruction charges. It's one of the largest gatherings of humanity anywhere on the planet. Over the next 45 days, about 400 million people are expected to converge in northern India for religious ceremonies that include bathing in the Ganges River. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
With Driftless Area Group, our knowledge expands beyond real estate. We offer a variety of insurance, land surveying, and interior design services. With so many unique skills residing in one special team, we work together to help you achieve all your needs. Whether it be real estate or insurance, we are your trusted partners. Start your journey with us today by visiting our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our office at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Start the year off right. Cozy up and save big at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. From January 6th through January 17th, get 10% off all mattresses and make your home the coziest place to be this winter. Whether you're upgrading for better sleep or just need a fresh start, we've got the perfect mattress waiting for you. But don't wait. This sale ends January 17th. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center today and start sleeping better tonight. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
Dad, are we there yet? I wonder what went through my dad's head when I asked that question so many years ago. Think about it, Tim. If we were there, I would have stopped driving. Hello? Are we there yet? There's an anticipation exploding from that question. We imagine images of what is waiting for us when we reach our destination. What will we see? Who will be there to greet us? What kind of adventures will we have? The question also implies that we know we haven't arrived yet. We could settle for what we've experienced already and be okay, but we have this inner sense that there must be more. If we stop driving forward, we will never experience what is meant to be. The Apostle Paul said, "Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Are we there yet? No. But someday we will be, so keep driving on. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca begins at 11:30. This auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, and a breeding-age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Blustery winds and pretty cold weather out there for today and tomorrow. Be sure to bundle up as wind chill factors will be well below zero, maybe as cold as 15 or 20 below zero at times. Right now, we have a cold weather advisory across much of northern Minnesota into far northwest Wisconsin. We'll probably stay just above that threshold around here. Dry weather will be the rule as well, with a big high-pressure system parked in the middle of the country. We'll see just a couple of weak weather systems skirt by to our northeast toward Wednesday and Thursday. Looks like any flurry activity from that will probably stay up in northeast Wisconsin. And then by Friday, a large storm will be developing the southern plains, tracking up toward the Ohio Valley. Current indications are that the rain and snow with that should stay just to the south and east of Wisconsin. Our forecast here for today, partly cloudy, breezy and cold, high temperature about 15 degrees, west wind 10 to 16 miles an hour. Partly cloudy and bitterly cold tonight, low near 1 below zero, wind chill factors around 15 to 20 below. Tomorrow, partly cloudy to sunny, still brisk with a high of 14, northwest wind close to 10 miles per hour. For Wednesday, sunny or partly cloudy, low 1 below zero, high of 24. Thursday should be a nice winter day with partly sunny skies, low 17, high 38. Friday, partly to mostly cloudy, even warmer, low in the mid-20s with a high of 42. Saturday, partly cloudy and colder, low 18 with highs in the mid-20s. And Sunday, partly cloudy and very cold, low 3 degrees with a high near 11. You have yourself a good day out there, again expecting a high near 15 degrees with some sunshine. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County Bank.
Right now, our temperature is at zero with partly sunny conditions. 28 was yesterday's high after a dusting of snow in the early morning. The temps fell as the day went on. A record high for January 13th, 52, came in 1961. Record low, 22 below zero in 1916. Last year's high was 27 and the low 2 degrees below zero. Sunset will happen at 4:49 this afternoon. Sunrise time tomorrow morning, 7:32. We have an east to northeast wind at 10 miles per hour, making the wind chill around 16 below zero. Barometer at 30.09. No precipitation today. Again, partly sunny after a low of 1 below. It is zero.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Mm-hmm. Sports Time is coming up, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a recap of some high school sports from over the weekend. We will set the stage for the games that we have on the radio tonight, in fact. Details coming up as well on a Packer loss yesterday as the season came to a close for the Green and Gold. Some comments from the post game from Coach Matt LaFleur as well in just a moment.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. Coming up tonight, there's basketball in the area. Fairly busy Monday night in boys' hoops action. Wazika Steuben plays at Richland Center. Highland travels to Pecatonica. Royal at Nisida. Potosi at Schulzberg. Cassville at Benton. Monticello at Barneveld. And Belmont at River Ridge. Girls basketball this evening. Hillsboro at Lafarge. Cuba City plays at Oregon. And New Lisbon at North Crawford. Mineral Point at Mount Horeb. Royal travels to Ithaca. Wisconsin Dells at Edgewood. Brookwood at DeSoto. Baraboo at Sauk Prairie. Dodgeville at Potosi Cassville. And coming up tonight, a good local matchup. Fairly even records and a non-conference battle for Riverdale at River Valley in area girls basketball. The Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show begins at 7:15. Sports over the weekend in boys basketball. It was Darlington over Delavan-Darien, 76-61, and a win for Pecatonica over Platteville, 78-61. Blair Taylor beat DeSoto, 71-65, and Mount Horeb, 73-51 over Reedsburg in Saturday action. And from girls basketball, Schulzberg 47, Lancaster 41, Blair Taylor over DeSoto, 51-44. The Southwest Wisconsin Conference wrestling duels were held on Friday night at Prairie du Chien. For Richland Center's Hornets, they lost to Belmont Platteville 55-24, to Dodgeville 57-17, Lancaster won 54-22, and Prairie du Chien a winner against Richland Center 54-20. River Valley with a loss to Belmont Platteville 56-21. They also were beaten by Dodgeville 52-29, Lancaster 42-35 over River Valley, and Prairie du Chien 54-23 over the Blackhawks. Richland Center and River Valley, they actually met as well in the final match on Friday night. And among the scores, the match started at 1:26. Ethan Haiti was a winner against Ben Reese of River Valley in pin time of 1 minute. Tyler Maxwell of River Valley accepted a forfeit at 1:32. Richland Center's Kyle Wassinger was a winner at 1:38, a decision 9-4 over Max Duro. At 1:44, Mason Schulte, River Valley, a winner against Blake Muller with a pin time of 1:48. River Valley's Alex Garcia accepted a forfeit at 1:50, and Tyler Larson took a forfeit at 1:57. Wyatt Knockreiner, River Valley, was a winner in pin time of 2:54 over Dane Schwartz of Richland Center at 1:65. Ethan Bodendine, Richland Center, was a winner by decision over Hunter Alt, 7-4 at 1:75. Blake Brickle, River Valley, was a winner over Mason Jelinek with a pin time of 1:38 at 190 pounds. Ethan Bindle was a winner by forfeit at 2:15 for Richland Center, and Braden Kleppe accepted a forfeit at 2:85. There was a double forfeit at 106 pounds, and Caden Stibbe of Richland Center accepted a forfeit at 113. So the double forfeit at 120 made the final score, River Valley 36 and Richland Center 30 in that dual meet match that was happened on a Friday night at the Prairie du Chien Wrestling Duels, the dual meet day for the Southwest Conference teams. They will have the clash coming up on February 8th when the conference will meet again against the SWAL conference. The next meet coming up for Richland Center on the weekend will be the upcoming Ithaca Weston tournament, which will be held on Saturday. WRCO Sports will will be on hand and have coverage of that event that will be happening on Saturday at Weston High School. Youth bowling scores from over the weekend. For the girls, high series, Jocelyn Adams of 556 and a 199 high game. For the boys' high series, Brady Blado of 591, Caden Keller of 588, and Trayton Shep, 522. Top game, Brady Blado at 217, Caden Keller, 214, and Trayton Shep, a 200 in youth bowling from over the weekend. On the state scene, the Packers' 2024 NFL season ended with mistakes and penalties at Philadelphia, 22-10. Quarterback Jordan Love was intercepted three times in the NFC wildcard game against the Eagles. Philadelphia recovered a fumble on the opening kickoff and scored the first touchdown of the game three plays later. The favored Eagles never trailed. Running back Josh Jacobs ran for 81 yards and Green Bay's only touchdown. The Packers were penalized eight times for 85 yards as their season ended. Here is Coach Matt LaFleur.
You can't start the way that we did and to fumble the opening kick and then turn it into a touchdown and be set down 7-0 from the jump. You know, it was obviously too much to overcome. But I appreciate the heck out of our guys in that locker room. Those guys show up every day with a great attitude, great energy, and compete. And I thought our guys competed to the final whistle.
Matt LaFleur, who says the team has to reflect on the loss and build for the future.
Defensively, I thought we played winning football. It's just offensively and on special teams, we had too many mistakes. And you can't overcome those against a really good football team. So give Philly all the credit. They deserved it.
And here is the Packers defensive man, Xavier McKinney.
It's tough. It's a part of the game, though. Like, you know, I always say, like, it's not going to go perfectly. It's not always going to go how you want it to go. Turnovers are going to happen. Sudden change is always going to happen in this game. And we got to do a good job of going out there and adjusting to sudden change. Like I said, I thought we did well today. I thought we handled sudden change well. And, you know, for the most part, I thought we did a good job defensively of getting the stops that we needed.
Elsewhere in football, Josh Allen threw two touchdown passes, James Cook scored on a five-yard run, and finished with 120 yards rushing, and the Bills leaned on a balanced offensive attack in a 31-7 win over the Denver Broncos in a wild-card playoff game. The seventh-seeded Broncos were outclassed in their first playoff appearance since their Super Bowl-winning season in 2015. Jaden Daniels ran for a critical first down to set up Zane Gonzalez's 37-yard field goal that clanked off the right upright and went through as time expired, and the Washington Commanders beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 23-20 in an NFC wildcard game for the franchise's first playoff win in 6,945 days. Daniels became the third rookie quarterback in 3 years to win a playoff game. Well, the Vikings are in action tonight. Viking fans have had to wait until tonight to see their team play the Rams. That will be in Arizona tonight, and the kickoff will be at 7 p.m. The Bucks lost in Madison Square Garden again for the second time in two visits, and Milwaukee was blown out of an NBA contest by the Knicks, 140-106. The Bucks trailed by 13 at the half Sunday, and the game became lopsided quickly when New York scored the first 10 points of the third quarter. The loss snapped a three-game winning streak for Milwaukee. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 24 points and 13 rebounds, and Damian Lillard scored 22. The Bucks tip off a four-game homestand Tuesday when Sacramento comes to town. College basketball yesterday, Oregon over Penn State, 82-81, Michigan State 78, Northwestern 68, Purdue 104, Nebraska 68, Michigan beat Washington 91-75. The Badger men's basketball team gets back to action tomorrow evening. The Badgers take on Ohio State after Bruce Thornton scored 20 in the Buckeyes' 73-71 overtime loss to the Oregon Ducks. Tuesday's meeting is the first this season between the two teams. Wisconsin is 3-2 against the Big Ten, and Ohio State is 2-3. The Badger women's hockey team completed a weekend sweep of Minnesota State Sunday by a 3-1 score. Three different Badgers found the back of the net. Lacey Eden, Casey O'Brien, and Cassie Hall. Ava McNaughton earned her nation-leading 21st win by stopping 17 of 18 shots. I'm Phil Nee with sports.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Services as close as calling 649-4488.
1 degree on the positive side of zero. It is 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Time for a vintage Paul Harvey program now. It is sponsored by Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance, focused on relationships, not transactions. They help you prepare for and recover from the unexpected.
Now, the rest of the story. NASA's Landsat satellite prowls the high sky looking back at Earth in search of wonders we are in some ways too near to see. From such a vantage point, of course, one's gaze is not restricted by national borders or the sheer remoteness of a region. And so nonchalantly might Landsat reveal what human eyes have never witnessed. David Staley, a scientist at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville, knew the legend that somewhere cloaked in the mist lies a great forest primeval, a domain unknown to humankind, a place even still untouched by time. And David believed the legend so surely that when they became available, he began studying satellite maps, poring over them, hoping to locate the forest that time forgot. Then one day, David Staley and his associates were drawn to a suspicious region among the images captured by Landsat. There was only one way to be certain. They must mount an expedition and see for themselves. They did, and they did. And when they returned from that boundless yesterday to the 21st century, this is the story they told. That somewhere in this world, and yet in another, are many thousands of acres embracing millions of ancient trees, benignly neglected through the ages. That while rainforests are ravaged and politicized, this majestic forest primeval has flourished blessedly, utterly unnoticed. The scientists had taken pencil-sized core samples and brought them back to the university for study, and so they confirmed that red oaks 400 years old blanket one mountainside and 500-year-old pitch pines another. But even they are children among adults. For one black gum tree was found to be 626, and a stand of junipers 900 years here. And then the old ones, the bald cypress trees that have lingered by a river 2,000 years and more, denizens by the millions of the forest primeval. But there is one last secret the satellite maps reveal, that there are actually hundreds of these hidden forests. Not throughout the world, but in the United States alone. And not buried in the dark recesses of national parks, but everywhere. The junipers that were seedlings when Jerusalem was captured in the First Crusade thrive to this day in the Ozark Mountains of Arkansas. The cypresses that sprouted some before Jesus walked the earth even now guard the banks of the Black River in North Carolina. And other ancient woodlands lie 50 miles from New York City, 15 miles from downtown Tulsa, within plain view of Boston's office buildings, majesties that managed miraculously to escape the wrath of our attention, disguised as mere trees. Only now, you know the rest of the story.
Building a small business takes hard work. Protecting it takes a good neighbor. A reliable resource for any small business owner is another small business owner. At Julie Karen State Farm, we are that resource. With the hands-on knowledge that we've gained from running our own small business, we're here to assist you with the coverage and financial services that best fit your unique needs, now and in the future. We're all business for small business, and that commitment starts by working closely with you to get to know the nuances of what you do. And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Get ready for a flavor explosion at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. From crispy cheese curds to juicy cheeseburgers, every bite is a delight. You won't want to miss the hot ham and cheese or the classic BLT. Feeling adventurous? Grab some corn dog nuggets or mini tacos for a fun twist. And for those who love a crunch, don't forget about the crispy chicken sandwich and onion rings. Utter Brothers Creamery has something for everyone. Call 608-391-3120 to learn more and come on in for a tasty treat.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
1 Radio. Hope you're basking in the sunshine today. It is 1 on the positive side today. 1928, Ernest F.W. Alexanderson made the first public demonstration of television. 1928, the year. And television really didn't come into play until about 20 years later or more. Especially in the rural areas, it was a lot longer people waited to get images on a screen in their homes. Also, this day, NBC agreed to pay almost $13 million per episode for the TV show ER. It was the highest amount ever paid for a TV show, and they agreed to do that this day in 1998. Also the same year that the 100th episode of NYPD Blue aired on ABC. It is 8:30. Here's Luke Combs.
My big brother rode an Indian scout. It was black like his jacket. American spirit hanging out of his mouth, just like our daddy. He kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. He pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple of weeks, South California. Talk about the desert and the Joshua tree, his pretty girl stories, and how he bought an Airstream trailer and a J45 guitar. Said, little brother, you'd love it out here, out where the wild things are. Called my brother from the back of that plane the second I made it. We started drinking on the strip in L.A. And then it got crazy. Ended up at a house in the hills with some Hollywood stars, kissing on a blonde in a backyard pool.
Must be love, it must be love. must be love. I fall like a sparrow, fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. Something is wrong, alright, I think of you all night. Can't sleep till morning light, it must be love. Seeing you in my dreams, holding you close to me. Oh, what else can it be? It must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow, fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. What a feeling, it must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow, fly like a dove. You must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love. It must be love, it must be love. I fall like a sparrow, fly like a dove. Must be the dream I've been dreaming of. Oh, what a feeling, it must be love.
Thank you for joining us today on WRCO. Coming up in a little while, we will have our trivia question of the day. Some things to celebrate today. It's National Sticker Day. Henry likes that. He's got stickers all over his bumper. Happy National Gluten-Free Day. It's Clean Off Your Desk Day. I thought they had that recently because I started, but I didn't finish. And today is National Peach Melba Day. And last but not least, it's National Rubber Ducky Day. So when you come home and maybe you want to kind of de-stress, soak in a hot tub and get out your rubber duckies today and celebrate accordingly.
Every time I look into your loving eyes, I see a love that money just can't buy. One look from you, I drift away. I pray that you are here. Begin to understand. Everything about you tells me I'm your man. I live my life.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services, from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
TC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
The snow and cold season is here, and Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric knows how to keep you warm and comfy. Get unparalleled warmth and efficiency with a Woodmaster outdoor furnace. Not only is wood a readily available resource, but it's inexpensive when compared to other fuel sources. And Woodmaster has been building industry-leading outdoor furnaces since 1989. Stay warm this winter with the help of Woodmaster and the folks at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 1011 Highway 14 East in Richland Center. Call 647-5500.
Your favorite varieties of apples and grapes grow on over 200 acres at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Much of the fruit is sold retail through the farm market, but a wholesale division of the company moves a significant amount of the fruit, as well as custom packing fruit for other local growers. Oakwood Fruit Farm looks forward to seeing you and serving you with the best quality apples and grapes this coming fall. See you in the fall at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
The trivia question of the day today is sponsored by Subway on the Sextonville Road, Richland Center. Discover better for you sub sandwiches at Subway. Subs are great any day, and so are Subway gift cards. Make someone's day with a Subway gift card or use it yourself.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
The winner wins a great prize from Subway, a 6-inch sub of the day. What do these have in common? Hawkins, Indiana, Gotham City, Point Place, Wisconsin, and Mockingbird Heights. What do those have in common? Hawkins, Indiana, Gotham City, Point Place, and Mockingbird Heights. 608-647-4155. That's the hotline today.
Blue skies in a little old town where dreams take flight. Fields of corn through the rolling hills where the heartland echoes in the spirit field. Every sunset that I see, each passing day I'm more believe where I belong, I'm grounded deep. Cause I was country born, country bred. When I die, I'll be country. Stand. sunshine flows and the stories unfold. The river runs wild and the tall pines sway. Work hard for a while and the jukebox plays. Beneath that Amarillo sky, the dirt I love is where I'll lie. Where I belong, God got it right. I was country born, country bred. To the honky-tonk bar where the banjo rolls with the steel guitar. Wear my hat with pride in the country I love. Lay me down in this soil when my time comes. Country born, country bred. When I die, I'll be country bred. Through the highs and lows of where I've been. Still my soul and in the blood I shed. I'll never be. Stand and tell the truth, right here with the stars and blue, where the red runs through, where the red runs through, yes it do.
Brian James on WRCO as we give you a chance to win each and every Monday through Friday. This time today is sponsored by Subway in Richland Center. Congratulations to Jim Bell, the winner of trivia. Way to go. It was a group effort. They came through. We had several guesses for the wrong answer, but we got one right. What do they have in common? Hawkins, Indiana, Gotham City, Point Place, Wisconsin, and Mockingbird Heights. Well, they're all TV towns or cities. That's correct. But they're all fictional. They don't exist. So there are quite a few TV shows that use real life situations and locations, but not those. Hawkins, Indiana is from Stranger Things. Gotham City, of course, from Batman. Point Place, Wisconsin is from that 70s show. And Mockingbird Heights, that's where the Munsters live. And again, fictional places on television. Jim wins a great prize from our sponsor of Monday Trivia, Subway in Richland Center.
Can't take it.
Eden Delia on WRCO and a perfect day. Hey, we've successfully made it up, well, a few degrees anyway. It's 2 on the positive side, although with the temperature growing, the winds have as well. Winds around 11, making for a wind chill around, well, 14 below or so.
Welcome to Staples.
I am so pumped. My business is going to kill it this year.
Awesome. How can I help?
First, a new computer.
With Staples Home and Office Hot Deals, you save big on tech.
And new posters.
Save on custom printing, too.
And
A new chair?
A chair? Who has time to sit?
Maybe all your new clients?
Now you're talking.
With Staples Home and Office Hot Deals, you'll find huge savings on custom prints, storage, chairs, and tech. And now save up to $175 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 2-1.
Hello, this is Dwayne from Whitaker's Market. Begin the new year well by visiting our bulk candy department. We have a large selection of both milk and dark chocolates, everything from coffee beans and caramels to cashews and pecans and tart cherries. I think there's around 40 choices in all. No chocoholic will be left behind at Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide receive this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMC Health.com.
We'll talk about River Valley Schools during our update on the morning show today, Community Conversation, as we begin another week with various topics and some fun shows and guests. Here is Wade Bowen.
Through. Maybe there's still a few
stacking that beer right after school at the drive-thru.
Wade Bowen on WRCO and Friday night. Happy trails time right around the bend today. Here's Exile.
Won't you give me just one more chance? Maybe we could make a little romance. No reason why you and me can't get it back together like it used to be. Give me just another try. If I can't have you, I'm gonna die. Give me one more chance. Give me one more chance. Do you remember how we used to be when we had a love so true? You were my confidant, you were my closest friend, someone that I could always turn to. Then like a fool, I let you slip right through my hands. Oh, I let you get away. Now I've come running back, hoping you will let me back in your heart someday. Won't you give it just one more chance? Maybe we could make a little romance. No reason why you and me can't get it back together like it used to be. Give me just another try. I can't have you, I'm gonna die. Give me one more chance. Give me one more chance. Like a lifetime to me. Oh, darling, can't you see? Right now I know how wrong one man can be. Won't you give me just one more chance? Maybe we could make a little romance. No reason why you and me can't get it back together like it used to be. Give me just another try. I can't have you, I'm gonna die. Give me one more chance. Chance. Won't you give me just one more chance? Maybe we can make a little romance. No reason why you and me can't get it back together like it used to be. Give me just another try. I can't have you, I'm gonna die. Give me one more chance. Give me one more chance. Oh, give me one more chance. Give me one more chance.
Happy trails.
This is Phil Nee. I hope all your trails are happy until we meet again. We'll be back your way again to talk a little community shop here on the morning show, and also a little bit later on with some more great music for you and artist news and entertainment. We have our update at 9, courtesy of ABC. It's next, sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, a full-service jewelry store featuring a wide variety of styles, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. We're at 2 degrees in Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As officials assess the damage and prepare for more strong Santa Ana winds this week, people in southern